Hey everyone, welcome to Ears for You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge, blah, blah, blah. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey guys.
Jules.
Hello.
And Jim.
Hello, everybody.
And on tonight's episode, we're going to talk about Disney's After Hours Boo Bash for 2021, Galactic Star Cruiser, and Real Lightsabers. Also, we're going to talk about Roxanne's trip through the Velocicoaster's queue. And a game by yours truly. It could go either way.
It could be great or it could be a disaster.
Really bad. I think it's going to be great, but this is only the beginning of the episode, so I might be singing a different tune at the end of this episode. But anyway, tonight's rope drop question. If you listened last week, on last week's episode, Nick talked about the new Magic Mobile that you can use on your phone when instead of your Magic Band or the Keys to the World card. So the question is, what will you use next time you enter the parks? And we will ask Jim.
Jim didn't spend the last 6 years building this monumental Magic Band collection not to use it. So I will still bring four or five with me. And depending on my mood and my outfit, use my Magic Band. Magic Band guy all the way.
Jules?
Magic Band until they absolutely pry it off my cold, lifeless arm.
Roxanne?
I have also established a massive Magic Band collection to the point where when I scan into the park, it has to cycle through. Even though I've deactivated like tons of them, it still has to cycle through to find the right one to let me in the park. So I am total team Magic Band.
So I am team Magic Band as well, but my question, well, a second part question, will any of you still like download it on your phone, put it in your wallet just to like see maybe one time what it's like for clients or no? You're like,
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off.
Okay.
Because it doesn't open your room and you can't charge through it. So to me,
it does open your room.
Well, the app opens your room, but the app not opens the watch your room,
but
the
not
mobile.
If you can't do it from the mobile portion of it and I have to go into the app anyway, then that negates the whole point where the Magic Band, I can do all three of those things. Well, actually four things, because you can put your photos on it. And with like, if you're using your Apple Watch, you can only do your ticket and your photos. You cannot do your room and you cannot charge back to your room from it. So until those things, I'm going to stick to one thing, because otherwise I'm one of those people that if I have too many things that I have to switch back and forth between, I'm going to make a mistake or get confused. I'd rather have one thing that I'm responsible for all day. That is all my stuff that I have to worry about and not be like, where's the keys? You know?
Okay. All right.
I like that.
So here at the Ears for You podcast, we are all team Magic Band.
I want her to say that again, because I think that should be like on a recorded button somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's been recorded, so
where's
I guess
the
key? We can.
Good. Yeah, you can just pop that in
keys?
Anywhere. Where's the key?
Play this episode as many times as you like.
I will download it, and I'll
listen. If I already have to be responsible for children, I also don't want to have to have separate things that I have to pull out to get into the park, to get out of the park, to get into my room, to charge for my meal. I'd rather just have it on one thing and be done with it, because I probably have, you know, if you've got kids in the younger demographic, you've got one on your hip, one in a stroller, you're holding one by the hand and you're trying to scan your band to pay for your meal at Woody's lunchbox. I don't have time to be taking stuff out of the diaper bag.
Let's move on. So today, Miss Roxanne took a little field trip over to our other park, Universal. And what did you see, Roxanne, while you were there?
I saw some really cool stuff.
Well, tell us about
it. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I went over to Islands of Adventure today to check out the Velocicoaster. It is currently in technical rehearsal.
What is technical rehearsal?
The ride is not open yet. Okay. It opens on June 10th. So this
is basically there. So you could get stuck on it? Is that what technical rehearsal means?
You can, and I actually did see that today too. So, but I'll get to that. So technical rehearsals is their soft opening. The ride, if it's open, if it's ready, they can let people in. If anything goes wrong, they're going to clear the queue and tell everybody, you know, we'll be back later or whatever. Shut it down, fix it. Might be back open later in the day. You know, there's no guarantee you're going to ride it during this time. Okay. But if they can have it open and they can have people on it, then they will.
Okay.
So when I first got to the park today, my only goal was to just go see the queue for the ride. It was a 120-minute wait this morning at 10 a.m. Park opened at 9. Okay. So I kind of skipped it. I went and looked at it from the outside instead, found a couple of vantage points to get videos and go live if anybody saw the live video from the page. And then had lunch. And by the time I was done with lunch, the wait was down to 60 minutes.
Okay.
So went ahead and walked over there. And I had full intention of just going through the 60-minute queue by myself and just looking at it all. And then at the end, when, you know, you have to, it's make or break. I was just going to make a break for it and get out of there and not ride the ride. Because you know that's not going to happen. So I walked up to the queue and there were about four or five team members standing there. And I just said, hey, I just want to walk through the queue, see what you guys have done. Is it okay? Should I go through the regular line? Should I go through single rider line? Single rider lines are open.
Okay.
And it was open for the technical rehearsal too.
Nice. Open for other rides within the park?
Yes.
Okay.
It's open for the Hulk as well, that I know for sure.
Oh, all right.
So you should know that if you are a party of three, someone will be seated with you.
Oh.
You have two and.
Okay. Yeah.
So just that's
so out you there. Will now be sitting beside somebody. You will not be 6 feet apart from
right
a stranger.
And they're not asked. Are they asking you still? Or is it just assumed? Like before it was assumed that you would be okay having another party in your row. Are they asking?
I have no idea if they're asking. I don't know if they're asking or not. But they're filling every seat. So I do know that.
Nice.
Anyway, so I asked the team members, I said, hey, I just want to go through the queue. Should I go through the regular? Should I go through single rider? And one of the team members, Chandler, said, I don't want you to have to go through the queue by yourself. I'll take you through this special way. So he took me through what will eventually be the express pass lane.
Okay.
There won't be express pass when it first opens, but eventually it will have that. Okay. So he gave me a private VIP tour.
Fantastic.
Through the queue line. It was amazing.
He must have known you were Roxanne.
He must have.
Doesn't he know who you are?
He must have known. I have no idea. But I was totally ready to just stand in the 60-minute line and, you know, take it all in. But yeah, I got this private tour. So it was amazing. This is theming on the next level. This is, I don't want to say Disney level theming because Universal stepped it up with like Harry Potter and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
This is Harry Potter level theming in this ride. Let's say that.
I mean, in the queue, right? Because the ride is a role. I mean, is there a part of the ride that you're riding in with dinosaurs? I mean, like, I know you're seeing, because we saw some of your great videos, you're seeing dinosaurs and cool stuff as you're walking up to the ride. But once you get on the ride, is it all roller coaster?
I
don't know because she hasn't ridden the
ride. I don't know. I know that there are dinosaur statues within the ride.
Okay.
I don't know how much you can see.
You're
from the point of view, from the videos that are up of the track and the ride itself, it looks pretty just straight roller coaster once you shoot, you launch.
Okay.
It looks, and in the second launch, I believe there's some sort of sound effect, talking, growling, you know, velociraptor noises in the second launch part of it, which is also, I believe, inside. And at the beginning, there's some sound effects and theming. But once you're launched,
you're
it's awesome. Like it's like the Hulk coaster, like that whole Bruce Bannon part right before you launch. You're coming up the tube and then you get shot out. Same thing with the Velocicoaster. There's some talking and some, you know, let's go, you know, like he's running the dinosaurs from Jurassic World, and then you get shot out. But okay. after that, it's pretty much that's straight awesome. Roller coaster. Okay. But okay. tell us about the queue though.
Yeah. So when you first go in the queue, you're just kind of in this big room and there are statues of the Velociraptors. And every so often the lights will change color. So it's like red or blue or white. And then the lights will just go kind of out. It wasn't like pitch black in there or anything, but the lights, just the lighting effect went away. And he told me when that happens, the Velociraptors have gotten into the control panel and have chewed some cords or something. And then it took a couple of
backstory.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then within like 30 seconds, the lights were starting to flicker back on. He's like, oh, there's the backup generators kicking in. So the lights are coming back on. And then we went through another room. Yeah, Chandler was awesome. We went through another room and that lines up with where you are launched from. So we're standing in the queue and then there's windows and you can see the train being launched and it goes by super fast, but the lights all turn red. So, you know, the car is coming and then you see projections of the Velociraptors chasing after the car.
Oh, that's cool.
And there are six different videos that you can see.
So it could be different every time you ride it, or at least six different times.
There's six different. Yeah. So I saw two different ones. I didn't know to record for the first one, and the second one didn't happen right in front of me. But it was very, very cool to see. Let's see. And then we went through a room that had it was Delta and Echo of the Velociraptors. And they were in their harnesses. Mm-hmm. So you could see their faces and they were moving around and blinking and snorting and making their noises and stuff. It was very, very cool.
It looks so real. It looks so real.
It did. It looked very, very real. And I think after that is when we went into the locker area. So this is something that's very different with this roller coaster, is that the lockers are actually after the queue. So you can have your bags with you, phone, water, all that stuff with you.
Nice.
And then after the queue, then you put your things in a locker. And then you do go through a metal detector before you ride the ride. So you can't take anything on this ride with you.
So I wonder if there's something magnetic on the ride that you can't have
anything. It goes upside down.
Oh, okay.
All three of the rides that go upside down, you can't bring anything on.
This is a special locker.
Ride. It is a very special locker. And that was
very cool idea. Yeah.
Yes. So when you go through the queue and you put your things in the locker and then you go around a corner and you go up and you get on the ride. And when you come back down for the ride, you pick your stuff up from the other side of the locker. Mm-hmm. So they're double sided.
Pass through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
So you're not blocking everybody else who's trying to put their stuff in the locker while you're taking it.
Imagine.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That would ease up so much congestion at the Harry Potter rides, where the lockers are, because those are right when you come out of that area and people are putting their stuff away as you're trying to exit from the queue. And it's like major congestion.
Areas are so small too. Even like Men in Black, which is actually kind of a big area for theirs, gets super congested. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a tip, guys. You don't need to take your whole family in. Just put your stuff. It only takes one of you. Anyway,
cranky Rex.
The lockers are actually, because usually you have to remember your numbers. You'd be at a bank of lockers, and this one is done by dinosaurs. You have to remember your dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
So you know where your locker is. It's done by color, number, and dinosaur. So either one of those you can remember.
Okay. Cool.
So I didn't get to see anything else after that, because then you do have to go through the metal detector. And of course, I still have my bag with me since I wasn't riding or anything. So we just had to exit after that. But I did get to see the family room. So they do have Child Swap on the ride.
Okay.
They have a really nice large family room for this one. And it had a water fountain with a water bottle filler inside.
And you know how we feel about our water bottle fillers here at
We need water fillers. So, the whole thing was just very, very well done. Very awesome. Well thought out.
Cool.
And then you saw something else while you were in the parks that is newly opened, so to speak, reopened, that has not opened anywhere else, actually, even at Disney. So what was that?
Yeah. So over in the Dr. Seuss Land area, the little playground, If I Ran the Zoo, is open.
Awesome.
I know, I was stunned. And I went over and talked to the team members there. And they said it's limited. It's not, you know, they're kind of limiting how many people are in at one time. And they don't have the water feature right now. But the playground.
It's on Splash Pad. It's just like a play area.
Yeah, but there's a water something in there, like a little moat or something you can splash in. It's not like a fountain or anything, but it's something where you can get wet, and that part's closed.
Okay.
But I was stunned to see it open.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Progress.
Things are happening.
Perfect. Anything Love else it. You saw while you were there?
They had maps. Oh. All that.
Paper maps.
The first time I have seen paper maps at Universal since reopening, so that was cool.
I feel like Universal has taken a turn. Lots of progress these last few weeks. Lots of, they're ready to just open it up. So
yeah,
I guess be aware. You might be riding with a stranger on your next ride.
Yep. If you're a party of like 3 or 5, then yeah, somebody's going to be sitting with somebody else probably.
All right. Well, let's move out of Universal and let's head over to Disney. So a couple of announcements have happened since we were on last. One of those being the Galactic Star Cruiser. And we know how Mr. Linsky feels all things Star Wars.
So Mr. Linsky is fired up about this and has been for quite some time. But the cool thing was last week they threw this little teaser video of Rey with a lightsaber, but this lightsaber was not in effect. She turned it on and it actually extended in light, and she turned it off and it descended in light, and it's not a plastic tube full of light. It actually extends and retracts. This was first announced a couple of months ago at a shareholders or D23. I can't remember which one it was. And they made everyone turn their cameras off and everything else. And then they popped out this lightsaber, and the only comment from the person who was doing it was, it's real. And everyone went bananas, and it was all over the blogs. But there was no video of it. Everyone was just talking about it. But last week they released this video of Rey extending her lightsaber. And this thing, if it looks anything like it did in this video, this is the real deal. This is so cool. I don't know how they did it.
Like use the light to cut someone's head off?
I don't know. It looks like it's
But I mean, this is
that'd be awesome.
I saw you.
Seems dangerous.
I have watched that video probably not as many times as you, but I've watched it at least 25 times the day that it came out. And to me, it still looks like there's a thing that goes up.
Yeah, it's not just light.
I just can't.
It's some not kind just of light. Thing that no, retracts. No. It's so
okay.
They just. I heard it described as like a tape measure.
Yeah, it's like an interlocking tape measure, right? And there's like a drivetrain under it. So, and it's got like LEDs in it, in the tape. So the tape comes out of, it's like a two-sided tape that interlocks on its way out.
Okay.
And so when it rises, it's lit as it comes out, but it just looks like a lightsaber. It's so cool. Anyway, as it turns out, these will be in use on the Galactic Star Cruiser when it opens in 2022. Okay.
Show of hands, who used to use a wrapping paper tube as their lightsaber when they were kids?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, everybody. So,
you know.
Well, and also those things that they go in and retract, and you like throw them out and they go like this, and then you pull them back in. Well, you can't see that out in listener land, but remember they're like radiated cups, and you would toss it out and it would get long, and then you pull it back in.
Just use the wrapping paper too. So this experience, I don't know if we've talked about it before or not, but basically it's a 2-night adventure. And it's going to be like a cruise, except you're going to arrive and they're going to put you in this transport pod and you're going to light speed to the Halcyon Star Cruiser, where you're going to spend the next 2 nights. And you're going to be totally 100% immersed in the Star Wars galaxy. And it is just going to be phenomenal.
It blows my mind to even like,
to even think about it. It's going to be so cool. You're going to have a role and they're going to train you to fly the ship and they're going to train you in the engineering room and you're going to be able to do lightsaber training like Luke did, you know, on the Falcon. And you may have to pick a side and you may be a spy. You may be, you know, who knows what you're going to be in this Star Wars universe. And you're going to be on this Star Cruiser the whole time, except for your port adventure in Batuu, because this thing is located literally 300 yards from the back door of Galaxy's Edge. So they're going to land on Batuu, and the only part of Disney World you're going to see during your 2-night, 3-day adventure is Batuu, because it's going to make a stop at Black Spire Outpost. So now, are you going to get to ride Rise without a boarding queue? Or are you going to, I mean, who knows what you're going to be able to do while you're there? I mean, I haven't heard anything about that.
I mean, if you're paying enough.
If you're paying whatever, my guess is you're going to ride Rise. But everything about this just looks so freaking amazing. And if you're a Star Wars freak, even if, you know, oh my God, I can't imagine how fast this is going to sell out for the first 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The moment they open reservations, you know,
Shut up.
I mean, my guess is it's going to be, you're dying to ask this question. Go ahead. Whatever you're going to ask me.
No, I was just going to say, like, do you think that, like, and I know you don't know this at all, but like, to stay in character, do you think you'll visit that planet in the off hours? Because like, if you go in the middle of the day on Tuesday, you're gonna have like masks.
No,
I mean, not masks.
They already told us that, like, you're gonna be
regular
able
clothes, and
they already told us that you would be able to go elsewhere in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, really?
You land at Batuu, but you
well, I guess I
Yeah, you yeah, you get.
Okay. But I think for the people who are going to be doing this and paying that kind of money,
you're not going to want to go. You're going to want to like.
Well, I guess I was wondering, like, would you be not? I actually, that is actually a bigger question than what I was asking. What I was asking was, will you like go on off hours? Will you be the only ones in Galaxy's Edge? Will you, you know, because it's a whole ship or hotel, so to speak. It's not just five
unloads
people.
Into, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I don't know.
They could have an early morning thing.
You know, an early morning or a little evening. Yeah. Or something. Because, you know, for the most part.
Well, that's a really good question. I don't.
What time does studios
seven
close?
Right now. Usually 7 right now.
I think the capacity of.
What time does the sun go down?
Like 8.
Depends on the time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
right now.
Well, I know. I mean, in the summertime.
Because it's not going to be every day. Right. Maybe it's, every third day, whatever. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It'd be, you know, probably if it's 2 nights,
they could just close that area.
You know, so you have like one full day. It's really like one full day between arrival and departure. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So if you're on a 2-night cruise, it's really, you know, you have one full day. So, you know, it's every other day, probably, right?
Yeah,
arrival.
They could just close
a full day,
like,
departure, arrival.
Just the land.
They'll turn that over like they do a cruise ship, arrival and departure day, right? People depart in the morning and then they'll have new people in the afternoon.
Right.
Just like they do on cruises.
Yeah.
And my guess is it's going to be priced like a cruise. You know, they can't price it so high that no one can go, right? All the staterooms that I've seen look exactly the same. So there's not like a concierge level on this ship or anything like that I've seen. The only thing they've released
that we know about.
The only thing they've released are the staterooms look exactly this. You know, they've shown one picture of a stateroom. All the staterooms will have windows that look out into space, so you can see where you are, where you're headed.
Where you are.
Yeah. I mean, the technology behind this. I watched a YouTube video, the technology behind the windows, technology behind the lightsaber, all these patents that they have registered for this thing. For this particular hotel experience is just, I mean, the technology involved is all brand new.
Sure.
And they hold the patents for all of it. It's going to be amazing. It's just going to be amazing.
Can you say Star Wars? Because that's what Lucas did. Lucas patented all his own effects and all his own rigs and stuff because it didn't exist for him to make Star Wars in the first place.
So there, this is all, it's going to be phenomenal. Can't wait.
So I think this would be important to know about this is not your Disney vacation. This is a Star Wars specific vacation. You are not staying in this hotel.
This is a
Magic Kingdom.
Purposeful, intentional adventure.
Being a cruise is the best.
Don't go if you don't want to play. That's all. Don't go and be the curmudgeon who ruins it for everybody else because you don't want to play.
First of all,
the price you're paying, you're not being a curmudgeon.
If you are not a Star Wars fan, there's absolutely no reason at all for you to even be there. And you won't be because you're like, why would I do that? Why would I spend money on that? Yeah. However, if you are a Star Wars fan, and I know people who are monumental Star
Rob
Wars
Dietz,
fans.
He's like,
I know people who put Rob Dietz
to give. Oh, I'm sure they do. But
like,
he's like
have you
close
ever seen,
to giving me consent. So I'm like, sweet.
Right. Have you ever seen the YouTube video with the guy who's got a giant Jar Jar Binks tattooed on his back?
No, that is not Rob Dietz. No.
Yeah, I bowl with this guy. He's all over YouTube. Yeah, he's like the world's largest Star Wars fan. He's got Star Wars tattoos all over him. And he's got this gigantic Jar Jar Binks on his back, which, you know, whatever. However, shout out, Mitch, if you're listening.
It's
going to,
I mean,
these people are lining up. Like,
who is a huge fan already after this week, right, man? Said, as soon as you hear, let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. I have people who, like, I wouldn't step foot in Florida. I wouldn't go to Disney World for all the money in the world, but I am going to drop any amount they want on this thing.
Although, I do want to say this because I'm very conscious of this because I have spent a lot of time in the world of cosplay, LARP, RPG. And if you have never been in an immersive experience before, you should totally, and you can afford it and you want to go do it once because it only takes like, I don't know, Jim, are you familiar with SCA, the Society of Creative Anachronism?
I am not.
It's like Ren Fair. It's like, people take creative license when they put their medieval garb together or their Viking outfit together, right? And some of it's real and some of it's not, but they all get together and they have these things. And once a year, there's this really cool thing called June Fair, where like everybody in the community is invited to come and see what it's like at, you know, a tournament and to see what it's like, you know, what goes on. And I think it would be fair to say, you know, it's not that this isn't for you, but you won't know unless you go and try it, you know.
You immerse yourself in full geekdom. Is that what you're saying?
I don't want people to think that, like, you know, if you're not a Star Wars fan, maybe this isn't for you. I think if you're not a Star Wars fan, you could still enjoy the, like, the beauty that is Rise.
Sure.
Right. You don't have to like every football team to appreciate a good athlete.
This is like a total
You're not going to immerse yourself for 3 days in a world that you don't like.
Or that you
have no interest in and spend money on.
Yeah, and spend the money. And I do think it is kind of a one-time thing. Like, maybe it's not for the person who loves it. But, you know, it's an experience that you're not going to do on every Disney vacation, if maybe ever again. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe don't make it your honeymoon unless you're diehard.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Unless Chewbacca married you.
Right. Yeah.
It's just a different animal than Disney. Like, it's not like we're going to Disney, we're doing Magic Kingdom, we're saying it's not that. It's not
that. Don't think of this as like a themed room, like whatever you're going to get at Art of Age.
Right. This is not
this
a pirate
is a
room.
It's a whole different experience.
This is going to be either you could put it at the end of your trip or you could put it before your regular trip, but this is not like
your Disney trip.
Yeah, you can do a land, sea, and space now.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And you can come to Jim Linsky and they'll book all of it.
Wow. So we'll join Dean's. Don't let Jim Linsky get it all.
Hey, listen, though, is the same technology that's being used for the outside of the windows also going to be the same technology for space 220.
Oh, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah. Why not? Reinvent the wheel?
Yeah, you got the technology already. Just use it over there.
Hmm. I think that would be really cool. Opens. And so maybe if you, you know, when it sells out and you can't get a reservation to go to Galactic Cruiser, you kind of go over to Space 20. Space,
if you can get a reservation for pretend. That.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think that's a little, our little teaser. And I'm sure that we'll continue to talk about this because we actually do not have an opening date. We only got a year. So they gave us 2022. Thank you, Disney, for your specifics. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to come back on here a year from now and review it.
Yes. Well, I
oh my gosh.
And then
are you doing it? Are you saving it for a specific travel partner?
I don't even know.
Would do it with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I have people at work who are
dying to go. So maybe I'll go for someone where Crystal could care less about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Avelina humors me, but really,
are they gonna have
a
spa in space?
I don't think so. This is
Crystal's out.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should all, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. I
would totally do.
Here's the thing. I am not a huge star. I do like Star Wars, but I'm not huge. You guys definitely, but I am a huge experience person. I love an experience. So like it might be something I never do again. It's, you know, that one-time experience for me, but I love an experience. And I'm all in. I'll act like I'm a whatever.
I can't find his head.
Sorry. I was going to say, why is he missing a head?
It popped off. She's showing his little people.
Oh, there you go.
This is original 1970s, Luke.
Oh, he just popped
his head. It's in my desk drawer.
I have original 1970s Darth Vader.
Why doesn't he have his head, though?
Telescoping lightsaber.
I don't know, but his head broke off. But
doesn't have a head.
Look, he had the lightsaber up his arm.
All my Star Wars stuff is in my office at work.
This was Kyle's.
That
was Kyle's.
It was gifted to me by my uncle, who is also my godfather.
The only thing I have.
And he would be the one that I would go on the trip with.
That's in my desk.
The only thing I have is.
Because his head popped off. I was supposed to put it on like 3 years
that
ago.
That poster on my closet, which is Galaxy's Edge. There you go. That's
it. Yes, I still have to put my Galaxy's Edge poster up. I haven't done it yet.
So let's talk about another announcement that has happened in the last few weeks, and that is Disney's After Hours Boo Bash. So that they have had other After Hours events in the past, but there has never been a Halloween-themed one because typically there is Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party that takes up the evenings at Magic Kingdom. So it was announced that there would now be an after hours event, and it would be called Boo Bash and have a Halloween theme and start in August and go through October. So I know some people were disappointed about that because it's not exactly the same. What are you guys' thoughts?
I think any...
Well,
go ahead, Jules, go ahead.
Mm-mm. Age before beauty.
Thank you. I think any opportunity for them to recoup something for an extra ticketed event at this stage, they will do. Mm-hmm. So is it Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party? Not by any stretch of your imagination. There's no special character meet. There are character sightings, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But there's not going to be, you know, you're not lining up for an hour and a half to hug Jack and Sally. You are not getting a parade.
You're getting a cavalcade.
You'll get a cavalcade, but you're not getting a parade. You're not getting fireworks.
As of right now, just saying. You never know.
Maybe.
I wouldn't hold out hope, but
as far as we know, mm-hmm. in the announcement, you're not getting fireworks. But what it is a nice way to, and did they mention costuming?
Yes, you will be able to dress up for this event.
Yeah. All right. So you'll be able to dress up, which is nice. It's always nice mm-hmm. to dress up for Halloween. There is a trick or treat element, I believe. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A treat station.
Mm-hmm. A treat station.
Just what there was before. Yeah.
So it's an opportunity for your kids to dress up and for you to dress up, which doesn't happen often. And, you know, it's going to be a paid after hours event, which is always a good way to, you know, sneak in five or six rides on Mine Train or Space or Splash or Thunder, or, you know, it's, you're paying to ride rides, basically. In my opinion, this is just like any other after hours event in which you are paying extra money to ride rides with less people there. And that's, you know, I did it in Pirate Princess Party, you know, in the early 2000s when they had it. This would be more populated than that, is my guess, as people are dying to do anything special. As there hasn't really been any special events. I think it's a good idea. I definitely have people who are interested in it. People who were looking forward to maybe not so scary coming are happy that they are doing something. So, and no one said to me, well, it's not, you know, not so scary, but I guess I'll do it. Everybody has been like, hey, can you, you know, let us know when this happens, because we're definitely interested. And I have clients who are going in September, October, who have already raised their hand and say, the moment this comes out, let me know. So I think people are excited about it. And I think it is, you know, the fact that we're getting anything at all, considering you can't currently, with the guidelines, you can't do parades and you can't do fireworks and you can't do meet and greets. Which are the three major things that make up Not So Scary and the Christmas party. Without those three things, I think this is the best they can do and still offer people a chance to do something for Halloween. And people are jumping on it. So I don't think it's a bad idea at all, considering the guidelines that are in place and what we can get away with.
I remember that last year, you know, we went back and forth about, was it still worth it to go at Halloween time? They had the decor, they had the cavalcade, the Boo to You cavalcade. And you know, they had some special treats. And I think at the time we were feeling deprived of special things. And so we were like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like the drip of water in a drought. It was something fun that they were giving us. And I think people are going to want a little bit more this year, but you know, a lot of people said how well it was done last year and that it felt like Halloween, and no, it wasn't the Halloween party, but it was so great that adults could dress up, kids could dress up. The Boo to You cavalcade was happening and people were happy with that. So I think the extra element of having an emptier park in the evening, because you know, capacity level is not going down, I don't think, anytime soon. It can only go up from here. The appeal of having a smaller element in the park and more opportunity to ride things, since there are currently no fast passes anyway, is appealing. And we get our 15 pounds of candy back. Sign me up. You know,
I think the only thing I would be disappointed in is last year they did bring out the cavalcades during the day. So you didn't have to pay for the extra ticket to see the Halloween characters. I'm going to be a little disappointed if we don't get some Halloween characters during the day this year.
She's been spoiled.
I know, but.
So for me, I have a pro and a con and they're the same. What? So for me, the pro of this later event is that now that means you don't have to strategically figure out which day you're going to do Magic Kingdom, because it used to close at 6 on a day that was a party day. Yeah. And if you remember the last year that there were parties, they like went, like, I feel like every year they got a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit crazier. And they're like, how much more parties can we do? And some weeks there was only maybe 2 weeks or 2 days in a week that Magic Kingdom wasn't closing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
If you didn't have a ticket. So when you did the Not So Scary party, you could get in at 4, but if you weren't staying for that party, you had to leave by 6. So
right.
So I think that is a pro as far as social distancing and you know, not everybody having to pick that one day, because that's the day that Magic Kingdom stays open late because it's not having a party. However, this, in that same token, to me, the con is that it is very late. And if you have little kids, a 9 to midnight party is pretty late. You know, yes, you can get into the park at 7, but technically the party doesn't start till 9. And that's when your crowds are going to thin out. And so, you know, and the reverse of that, not so scary, Halloween being earlier, little kids, easier to do earlier in the evening, a 9 o'clock, you know, to midnight, you know, maybe a deterrent for people with little kids, whereas Mickey's Scary Halloween was not. So I don't know, but Jim?
Whereas you see that as a deterrent, some adults may see it as a plus.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
That yeah. There's sure. definitely going to be less people there because there won't be families with little kids running around sure. at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a pro for some.
I don't know why you think that, though.
What do you mean?
Because when I took my boys, they were 6 and 12 at the time. And we closed down the park at midnight.
But see, when I took my 5-year-old, we were out of the park.
Midnight, 1 o'clock.
Hotel room by 7.
Yeah, if you got a 3 and a 5-year-old, though, you're not yeah. staying until midnight.
Those are, yeah, it's really
and,
just
and
depends
on every,
6 and 12 is not is
6
not
and
little
12
kids.
Is not what I'm sure. thinking. I guess I'm thinking 3 and 5.
Two and
well,
five.
I was thinking of the 6-year-old, but
your 12-year-old.
My kid would never sit up that
late. He wasn't, but the 12-year-old wasn't carrying the 6-year-old.
Oh, you were.
So fun.
I'm the one that had to carry the little bugger.
Whose fault's that? You should have put him to bed at midnight.
It's not a blanket
statement. 8 and not gone.
There are people who will do it late with their kids. That's different.
Sure, for sure. When we did Pirate and Princess Party, I mean, you know, she was what, 10 or 12, and she rallied right to
me. Yeah, I mean, and it is what it is. Like, so for me, mine will be 7 and 9 when we go in October, and I'm on the fence. So, you know, it's not for every. I'm just saying, when you're like weighing the differences between the two parties or the two different options.
Sure.
And those are things people are going to think about that, you know, they wouldn't have thought about.
I mean, when we did the Villains After Hours event last February, I was on the fence about doing it because we had to be out until 12 or 1
a.m. Roxanne's on the fence because it's too late for her.
Right. But if you're there and you have a 7, if you're there and you have a 7 and 9-year-old and you know you're going to the party, you will break in the afternoon. You will make them take a break and a rest in the afternoon.
Yes.
You will do it till midnight. And then you'll plan your Epcot day the next day like a smart person where you can sleep in because it's not going to open till later.
Or your down day, your pool
or your down day or whatever.
Checkout day.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Sure. You
can do any of it with a plan.
To do it. But I'm just saying when you were thinking about the pros and cons, I mean, as we're picking these two parties apart, you know, just some things to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess 2-year-olds are not going to be
some
there.
Some of them will be,
right.
You know,
but some of them should be back in their room. So,
but they'll be there anyway.
Yeah, right. So anyway, we'll stay tuned, and I'm sure we'll be getting more information as the coming weeks. We do know that it will be August through October, but we don't know specific nights. We don't know if it will be more in October and less in. I think it said August maybe, but you know, the other one used to progressively got more as it got closer to Halloween. We don't know. It could be the same. Yeah. Could not be. We'll just have to stay tuned. So hang with us and we'll give you more information or we'll pick apart that information as they announce it.
Absolutely.
All right. So for the game tonight.
Oh man, it's game night. Yeah. It's a joy game.
Sometimes
red lights are flashing.
Boo, boo, are boo,
boo, joy game. Boo, boo,
sometimes
morning.
Joy games are not good. So tonight's game is called A Day in History. You may not Google librarian because you will be asked a question and you will have to give the answer. And if the person gets one part of the answer incorrect, another person can answer it. So you can basically steal points from other players.
Love it.
Alrighty. So like Jeopardy.
I don't know. But anyway,
don't confuse the poor woman.
Can't still, okay.
The best you can.
All right. So what will happen is I will give you, these are opening days for these attractions or places or restaurants. They are Google certified. So that doesn't mean they're actually correct, but it is what's on the internet. And all then right. You can get up to 3 points per question. So you cannot pass. You must give me an answer. You give me the month, the date, and the year. If you get the month, you get a point. If you get the day, you get a point. If you get the year, you get a point. If you miss one of those, then somebody else who did not get asked the question can steal.
Can we just jump in and see, or do we have to buzz in? Or
no, I'm going to give you a specific question. I will start.
No, but I mean, just steal it.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can just.
Stealing's a free-for-all, right?
Stealing is a free-for-all.
All right, sweet.
But don't Google search as I'm talking, because you will not be able to steal it if you're Google.
Bills, we need to.
Everyone has to keep their hands up, right?
It's not Google search if I have a
no
book.
Put your hands up.
There's no cheating.
There's no cheating.
We need to see
your. Where's your moral compass?
Put it away.
Put your books away, librarian.
Okay.
Put your camera down.
There you go. Hold your Starbucks. There you go.
We're going to go in the order in which I made my questions. So we're going Jim, Jules, and Roxanne.
Oh, I go first?
Uh-huh. And then I do have some extra questions.
Jim won the draw backstage.
If we have...
I didn't know we had a draw backstage. Where was I?
I guess before we came on live.
In the soundproof booth.
You were in the front of the house.
All right. Jimmy, let me put your name
down
here.
Yes, ma'am.
Jim, Jules, and Roxanne. All right, Jim.
Yes.
The opening day of Pandora Land.
Okay. Oh, yeah. May 21st, 2017.
Okay. So you got May and 2017 correct. You did not get the day. Anyone want to steal the actual day?
Do I get a second chance at it if they don't get it?
May?
No.
You only get to say one day, right? You can't say it was.
I got two out of three. I'll take that.
May 29th.
Jules.
May 14th.
The 20th.
It's the 27th, according to Google.
What did I say?
You said like the 20th or the 23rd. It wasn't the 27th.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was close. I knew it was May.
Okay. Jules. The Tower of Terror, what day did
don't
it
know
open?
It.
Well, you have to give me a month, a date, and a year.
October 1st, 1992.
That is incorrect.
Your face
Does anyone
tasteless.
Want to guess at the date, the month, or the year?
October 31st, 1991.
I really dislike you because I know that the answer is in this book sitting in front of me and I can't freaking open it.
All right, you're incorrect, Jim. Do you have one? You have a guess or anything, Rox?
Can I look since I didn't get it right?
No. Sure. Should be looking at
we don't make a face. She might see other dates.
Yeah, put it back.
Let's play the game, Jules. Jeez.
All right, Tower of Terror. Let's say June 15th,
2000. No, it's way before that.
Incorrect. It was July 22nd, 1994.
Oh, is that late? Oh, wow. Okay, those are
all right. Not on my radar at all.
All right, Roxanne.
Oh, boy.
The Indie... Anna Jones stunt show.
I don't think that opened with the park. So it would have been 1989. What day did the park open? They just had their. Oh gosh, it was the end of April, April 28th, 1989.
You got the year correct. You did not get the opening date of the show. So you will get 1 point for the year. Anyone want to give a gander at the month or the date? And just FYI, nothing.
Sure, I'll give a gander.
Okay.
You're letting us look?
No.
That's what gander means. No.
Easy.
I'm going to find all these loopholes. I'm going to find every loophole.
May.
Why do you want to be a cheater? May.
May 12th.
May.
That is incorrect.
May 1st.
Do you have a month or a date?
I do not. It's before my time.
Okay. It was August 25th, 1989.
Did it open with the park?
Oh, see, yeah. I was like in
And just so you know, I did not pick anything that opened on opening day.
Okay.
No, because the park just had its yearly anniversary, yeah. Whatever.
That's all right, back to you, Jim.
Hello. Jim's in the lead.
Space, back to you, Jim.
Space Mountain.
Oh, it was later, and it was open when I went in 75. So I'm going to say May. May 28th, 1974.
That would be incorrect. Anyone else?
Okay, I know for a fact that opened in 1975.
You would be correct.
Oh, man, I was going to say 75.
Because it's Starport 75.
Ah.
Land is Starport 77.
There you go. Okay.
And, this is.
Jules, do you know what the month and the date is? You don't even want to give
me a guess. Do not.
There are only 12 months in a year.
Yeah, take a stab. Take a gander.
There's only
January 1974.
75.
You will get a point for January. Good job.
Yay.
We already have established it was 1975.
We've already established the year.
Okay, but I was still giving context.
January 25th, 1975.
That is incorrect.
Okay. 74.
No, it's 75.
Oh my God. We have it the year already.
It literally says it
people.
On the thing. Starport 75.
She literally just told us why.
I don't know. Bertha.
All right. So it's January 15th,
1975. Nice.
Okay. All right. So Jules or Jim and Roxanne are tied for 2 points. And Jules has one. So it's not too bad. All right, Jules. You got this. Frozen Ever After.
Opened in the spring of 2007, it opened before Pandora. So 2017?
So what?
June of 2017?
Your month is June. What's your day? Give me a number. June 17th,
2017.
So you got June.
Oh, boy.
Anyone else want to give a gander 2016. At the year? It is 2016, Jimmy.
Did she say she got really the? She say she got the month.
She did. Yeah, the month. June. It is June.
June 4th.
That is incorrect.
June
Roxanne?
10th.
That is incorrect. It was June 21st, 2016.
The first day of friggin' summer.
All right, Roxanne, Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Goat. The goat. The answer is always the Billy Goat.
That's on the Disneyland version, though. It's not even in the Disney World version.
Don't tell them. See if they're still awake, paying attention to the road or listening.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Big Thunder Mountain opened in 19.
I actually got two answers on this, but then I found the most were this. So I'm going with this.
Opened in 1979.
Correct on the year.
Nice.
Would you like to give me the month or the date?
July 1st.
That would be incorrect. Anyone else would like to?
August 12th. For,
that would be incorrect. Jules?
She's asleep.
Oh, I feel like she's really.
February 29th.
That would be incorrect.
1976.
She's already said the year.
She already said the year, and it wasn't a leap year, so it wouldn't be 29.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, how do you know it wasn't a leap year?
Because it's an odd number.
It's an odd number.
1979.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know there were rules like that.
I didn't either. I learned something new. The a leap year has to always, be an even year.
It's every 4 years.
So it's always an even number.
All right. Well, you learned something new on this show that has nothing to do with this. So the answer is September 2nd, 1979.
I thought that's what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, good job.
No, it's not. Not what you said. Okay. Now.
So callous.
All right, back up to you, Mr. Lindsay.
Oh, again? Cool.
The opening of Toy Story Land.
Oh, Land. Land. Oh, Roxanne knows this. She's chomping at the bit. But you'll get everything I get wrong. So
okay. Relax.
Toy Story Land opening spring 2019. Ooh. May 1st, 2019.
I know.
That's all incorrect.
June 30th, 2018.
And that would be correct.
I was You'll there.
All 3 points.
You were checking in.
No, Roxanne got all the points.
Roxanne, I don't know your name. And Roxanne steals all 3 points.
We were literally checking in to Wilderness Lodge the day it opened.
Nice.
Oh, fun. Yeah. See, I knew this would be good stories. Okay. For you, Jules.
Don't know it.
But I picked this one specifically for you, and it is Soarin', but it has to be in Disney World. The day it opened in Disney World,
September 27th, 2003.
That would be incorrect. Anyone want to share?
What year did DCA open? 99?
DCA opened.
Oh, shoot. 2000.
That opened in 98.
No, I think it's 2000.
I can't Google, so we'll never know.
September 1st, 2002.
That would be incorrect.
Oh, boy.
You have a guess, Roxanne? Might as well guess. You can maybe steal a point.
The 2004?
You already guessed. You don't get any.
I'm
going to
let Roxanne guess.
Are you okay?
She's dying. She's over there. Oh, my gosh. She's mad at Soarin', open.
She can't just Google all the answers. That's what I did. You can't do that.
See, I premeditatedly called this game earlier.
Soarin' open on May 25th, 2004.
Okay, that was really close. You do get a point for May. Oh. It was May 5th, 2005.
Five.
All right. This is for you, my friend Roxanne. Yeah. This is such a mean one, but I thought you would be really good at this game, which you have proven to be really good at this game. So I don't feel quite as bad about this one. The Coral Reef Restaurant. And you will be surprised when it opens.
Okay. I know that it was open in the 80s because it's on an episode of Full House, because they go to the restaurant. He's trying to propose and they're messing around at the window. They're inside the thing. He was mad. That was like 89, something like that. So I'm going to say July 1st. 1988.
That would be incorrect. Anyone want to make a guess?
June 21st, 1990.
That would be incorrect. Jim, do you want to make a guess?
February 14th, 85.
Was so close, but no cigar. January 15th, 1986.
Oh,
but let me tell y'all this. That's such a long time for it to be open.
Yeah, and it hasn't gotten any better.
And it looks like, well, here's what I was going to say before you stole my thunder.
Like it's been over the 85.
It literally looks like it did the same day, I think. And I don't think there's been a refurbishment since 1986.
I have no idea.
Literally, the decorations.
Well, how do you refurbish fish?
No, girl. It looks like the Golden Girls threw up in it. It is like coral and like hunter green. And it's so 80s. Yeah. I mean, it's just 80s in there. And it could be really cool. We've talked about this before, but it just needs a refresh on the decor.
And the menu.
But I didn't realize it had been so long. Maybe they feel like it's like nostalgic or something. It's like vintage at this point. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Well, I have a few extras if we want.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah, throw them out there. Lose.
Okay. I'll give each person. Oh,
by all means.
I will give each person one more because that's how many I have.
Okay.
I have three left. All right. So, Jim. Mind Train.
Oh, opened with New Fantasyland. No, it opened last in New Fantasyland.
Yes.
So, August 15th. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
We were there a week before it opened because they were doing soft. So, oh man, I'm going to say June 1st, 2015.
That would be incorrect. Anyone else want to take a guess?
May, June.
Go ahead.
May 30th, 2015.
You get May. May is correct.
2016.
May 21st,
2014.
14.
Correct. You got the year. Okay. It was May 28th, 2014.
Oh, man. That was 3 days off in a year. Bummer.
Yeah. Sorry, friend.
I knew it was close to May because we were in May. It was definitely a May trip that we were on, and cast members were standing out front, and they were blocking the queue. But they were running it behind it. And I was like, soft opening today, soft opening today, soft opening today. And they're like, you never know. You should keep coming by. Da, da, da. And we never got to ride it.
That's been open since 2014.
Yeah.
We're old.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's 7 years old and still crowds like it's brand new.
What? I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Some of these were shocking.
Yeah. I can't believe it's that old.
So, Jules, Test Track. Mm.
Oh my god, the faces you're making tonight are just priceless.
The original Test Track,
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I didn't specify the new one,
the one sponsored by Siemens.
I don't know, I just when did it open?
Test Track wasn't sponsored by Siemens, I don't know.
That was a spaceship,
wasn't it? Sponsored by Chevy. Yeah. Chevrolet. Okay.
All right, give us me a month, a day.
When is NASCAR season?
Oh, so
February.
Daytona is February.
So let's say February 10th, 2000.
That would be incorrect. Anyone want to take a guess?
July 4th, 1988.
That would be incorrect.
February 11th, 2001.
That'd be incorrect. It was March 17th, 1999.
99.
Did it coincide with the release of Days of Thunder?
It wasn't really a NASCAR thing. It was more of a. It was more of a Chevy thing.
It was more of a. Well, you said the test dummy things.
Yeah, it was more of a. What do I want to say? Like a proving ground for car technology versus a racetrack. Mm.
That's true. All You're right.
For our final one, Roxanne, the Barnstormer.
The Barnstormer? Because it was something else.
I was going to say the Barnstormer is a reimagining of that ride.
I just have Barnstormer. I looked up what day did the Barnstormer open?
All right.
This is what Google told me.
March 12th, 1973.
73. Now, anyone want to take a guess for our final one? Last point you could steal.
It was in Toontown.
Well, did it open when New Fantasyland opened?
No.
It opened before that.
Before that was part of Toontown.
Mm-hmm. So, 2000. Part of the original Toontown.
The Barnstormer was part of.
How about September 12th, 2010?
I was definitely there on our first trip in 2008. That was Elizabeth's first roller coaster ever. Mm-hmm. So I think it opened in 2006.
You've already guessed.
January 1st, 2004. Well,
so you're saying, okay, it's actually October 1st, 1996.
Yeah, oh, wow. It opened with Toontown's, my guess.
Okay. Oh, Toontown well, was open.
You all appreciate
that was also in the Full House episode.
I did not have.
I hope you all appreciate that I left you some room to win some points tonight. This next time, I won't be so easy on you.
So the final count is. Rox has 8, Jules has 3, and Jim has 3. So you guys tied.
Right. I was good at the years. Place. That was the problem. I could get the years. I couldn't get the regular date. So.
Yeah, I figured you would sweep at this game because every week you're always like, oh, that opened it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh.
Well, I feel like the last few things that have opened, they've opened in May and June. Mm-hmm. Like they've been consistently within a couple of weeks
that of summer the crowd before open
to the ride. A big chunk of these. We're in
a lot of them were May.
We're in the summer. Yeah. May, spring, yeah. Or summer. June. There's very few things.
Because I remember when Frozen opened, people were pissed because there was no overhang and the line was so long. Mm-hmm. And there was no like water or whatever.
Same thing with Toy Story. It opened. There was no shade. Yeah,
and the cast members at one point brought out Mickey bars for everybody that were in line because the line was like 6 hours long.
We had
water. Yeah. And I knew the Pandora answer because before the Star Wars poster hung on that door in my closet, there was a Pandora poster there for 4 years with the opening date on it.
Dang it! You took it down.
I know. Did you see me look? When you play this back, you can see me look to the right to go, oh, it's not there anymore.
So the only.
But I still got the date. I still got the month and the year, though.
Yeah, then you were really close.
The only one I think we got exactly the right date for everything was Toy Story Land. And that was just because I knew who we were actually checking on that day. We went to the
Wow, the day was hard. I was just trying to make it make you guys think. Well, thank you for playing along.
Thanks for coming up with that one.
Thank you, yeah.
The day was hard. I was just trying to be sadistic.
you can't call me mean all the time anymore.
Yeah, it was just trying to get us to think and think about some fun times.
Oh, so, don't backtrack. It was great. You did a nice job.
Thanks.
You did a good job, Joy.
Thank you. All right. Well, with that, we hope you guys have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you next week.
As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon.